Theoretical recap. Flexbox is a one-dimensional layout model that distributes space along a single axis, either row or column. The flex container is the parent element declared with display. Flex and its direct children automatically become flex items. The key properties to master for a navigation bar are: flex direction defines the main axis, justify content distributes items along the main axis, align items aligns items on the cross axis, flex wrap allows items to wrap to the next line, and gap adds spacing between items without relying on margins. A common mistake beginners make is applying flex properties to the wrong element. Remember that justify content and align items are set on the container, not the items. Another frequent error is forgetting to handle the mobile layout. A horizontal nav becomes a vertical stack on small screens using flex direction. Column inside a media query. Mental model. Think of your nav as a flexible shelf. You control how items are placed, spaced, and whether they overflow or wrap. Mini example. Nav, display, flex, justify content, space between, align items, center, flex wrap, wrap, gap, one rem, dot. This single block gives you a robust starting structure. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will apply your Flexbox and responsive design skills to build a fully functional and adaptive navigation bar from scratch. This is a direct application of the concepts covered in your recent lessons on Flexbox basics, alignment, flow management, media queries, and relative units. The goal is not just to make it look good on a desktop screen. Your navigation bar must be truly responsive and behave correctly across all screen sizes, from mobile to wide desktop. Your navigation bar must include the following elements: a logo or site name on the left side, a list of at least 5 navigation links in the center or right side, and a call to action button, such as contact or sign up, visually distinct from the other links. On small screens, below 768px, the navigation links must stack vertically and the layout must remain clean and usable. You are expected to use only HTML and CSS, no JavaScript, no external libraries. Start by structuring your HTML semantically. Use a nav element as the flex container and organize its children thoughtfully. Think about what goes inside the nav directly and what might need a wrapper element to group items together. Once your HTML is solid, move on to your CSS. Define the flex layout for the desktop view first, then write media queries to adapt the layout for smaller screens. Use relative units, rem, percent, VW, where appropriate. Avoid hard-coded pixel values for font sizes and spacing. Pay attention to alignment. The logo and the links should be vertically centered within the bar, and spacing between items should feel balanced. For the responsive behavior, you must implement at least 2 breakpoints. The first breakpoint, around 768px, should trigger the transition from a horizontal layout to a vertical stacked layout. The second breakpoint is your choice. You might want to adjust font sizes, padding, or spacing at a different threshold to fine-tune the experience on intermediate screen sizes. Test your navigation bar by resizing the browser window manually and using the browser's developer tools to simulate different devices. Pay particular attention to the following details that are often overlooked. Ensure the active or hover state of links is styled. Use colon hover pseudo class at minimum. Make sure the call to action button stands out visually, different background color, border radius, or padding, and verify that your layout does not break or overflow at any screen width between 320px and 1440px. Once you are satisfied with the result, review your CSS and refactor any redundant or overly specific rules. Clean, readable code is part of the deliverable. You have 3 hours to complete this workshop. Submit your solution, HTML and CSS files, or a link to a CodePen, JS Fiddle, before the deadline expires. You are free to consult all previous lessons from this course, MDN web docs, CSS tricks, or any other relevant online resource. You may work alone or ask for help, but make sure you understand every line of code you submit. You'll be expected to explain your choices.